Welcome to the Liberty of the Captives podcast, coming to you from North Attleboro, Massachusetts. And now, here's your host for today's presentation, Lisa Ruby.
This is part four of a series called The Importance of Getting into the Bible with Mary Hostack. We'll pick up now with Mary talking about what a person who is grounded in God's Word will do.
If you're grounded in Scripture, you will weigh every word that you hear in a conversation concerning the Bible. We weigh everything that we hear. Every once in a while, I can't help myself. I'll turn on the TV because I want to see what these people are up to. And sure enough, in almost every single sermon, you will hear false teachings. How did I know they were false? It's because I'm in the Scripture, and I know for a fact it's opposite of what the Bible says.
Mary, I wanted to ask you, you have a television. How do you use your television? Because I can think of listeners saying, well, Mary has a TV, so that's okay if I have cable and watch movies and et cetera, et cetera. How do you use your TV as a tool?
Okay, I use the TV as a tool to, we make videos through it to pass on to other people. We use it to keep up with the worldly news. We get to see the lies, the deception that are there. Therefore, we get to see the fulfilling of prophecy in the last days. It's almost like reading a newspaper. You can go in there and you can pick out the lies. We use our TV. We listen to news, the weather. You have to be in control of it, just like you have to be in anything that you control as a believer.
It's just like a computer. You have to control it or get it out of your house.
Absolutely. And this is something else. Just because I have a TV, or just because someone else has a TV, you don't follow someone else. You don't do what I say.
That's right.
I don't want you to do as I say. I want you to prove me wrong if necessary. How can you do that? You got to get in the Bible first.
And everybody,
I'm sorry, sweetheart.
I'm sorry. Everybody's situation's different.
Yeah, if you think there's something that I'm saying that isn't true, get in the Bible, search it out. Try the Spirit. We're told to try the spirits and find out if what Mary says is true or not. And I'm going to tell you something. If I'm wrong, you are accountable for telling me, Mary, you misquoted this or you misrepresented it, because as a believer, I want to know. I'm not one of these people, through pride or anything else, will get angry at you if you tell me this. I hold you accountable, Lisa. If I'm wrong and you don't come and tell me that, you're accountable for it. I want you to tell me, Mary, that's wrong. That's not what the Bible says, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, about getting back to the TV, like we have a TV. We use it as a monitor. We don't have cable to our TV. We have cable for our computer server and computer, but that's our family. We have children. Everybody has a different situation.
Right.
We have DVDs we watch occasionally or videos occasionally, but we don't have the actual reception. So it depends on the person. And the Bible says, don't set any wicked thing before mine eyes.
Right.
And so that's where, you know, isn't it amazing how the Bible applies to everything?
Yeah.
It was written so long ago, and it applies to our deeply technological society, if I'm saying that word right.
Yeah, absolutely. Technical things are important. The radio, the TV. Some people don't have a TV in their home, and that's by choice. As long as you monitor what you do, and we have a lot of DVDs and videos that we watch. Some are from very good sources, and this is another way that we keep up with what's going on around the world.
Right, this creation that God's given us, the things that man has been able to make, are tools to serve God, just like money's a tool to serve God.
That's right.
And if it brings us into bondage, it brings us into sin, then we know we can't have it.
That's right. And if it brings you into something that you're not supposed to be in, I promise you, as a believer, the Holy Spirit will convict you right there on the spot. It won't wait till tomorrow, next week. It'll convince you. And the believer who's in the Bible, who knows what that Bible says, knows if it is sin or not. and as you just quoted, the Bible says, I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. We know immediately if there's something that comes on that TV that is not of God, turn it. You have the option. That's your free will kicking in. You cannot even pick up a magazine, the newspaper, or anything else without seeing vulgar things, half-naked people on there. So you have to still control what your eyes are looking at, what your ears are listening to. And if it bothers you to that point where you have to get it out of your house, then get it out of your house.
I think a lot of it bothers the Holy Spirit, and we can either be sensitive to that and deal with it and obey Him, or we can resist Him and quench the Spirit, and that's dangerous.
Yeah, it's very, very dangerous, and I don't suggest anybody doing that. Again, we're all accountable. It's going to be me and Jesus. It's going to be you, Lisa, and Jesus. It's not going to be Jesus, Lisa, and Mary standing together. It's a one-on-one that we have to give account to. And we're going to be judged by the Word of God. So if we're going to be judged by the Word of God, then we need to know why and what we're going to be judged by. So get in the Bible, see what God says about adultery, about lying, about it. The Bible says a drunkard cannot enter the kingdom of God. So if anyone out there is drinking and they think that they're once saved, always saved, you need to get in the Bible and see what it says.
It also says be sober.
Yes, indeed. And how are you going to know these verses? How are you going to know this if you're not in the Bible? You cannot afford, we're talking about your soul and where it's going to spend all eternity. You cannot afford to leave that to another human being. I have never been able to trust human beings, and that goes way back to my childhood. And God knows that. So He knows if He doesn't teach me from the Bible, that I'm not going to buy it. And all of us are different. Some people are very, very trusting to the point where they will fall for anything. You'll fall for the lies that if you'll get into the Bible, into Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel, there's a lot said about pastors, about false prophets. You need to know this because they're everywhere, and that is parallel to the days that we're in. These false pastors and false prophets are still around today.
What do you do about when pastors tell you, well, I'm your leader, and the Bible says obey those that have the rule over you, and so you think, well, I'm supposed to listen to them. I'm supposed to heed their interpretation of Scripture and their admonitions to me according to the Bible.
If they're contrary to Scripture to start with, I'm going to be wrapped around that pastor's throat. I'm going to tell him, this is what the Bible says, and it's contrary. You are contrary to what the Bible says. As a true believer, if you don't tell that pastor that he's teaching a lie, then you're in trouble. Again, the Bible says, warn that righteous person, warn that righteous man. We are to warn them, and I don't think a believer can help themselves if they know what the Bible says, that they have to go to that person and tell them, you're teaching a lie. Mm-hmm. Now, I have did that to this pastor here in Frederick. I have told him over and over, and he still refuses to believe it. But the only thing I can say is he's not grounded in Scripture. He was taught at OBU. And he was taught once saved, always saved. He was taught pre-trib doctrine. He was taught all these things that are not compatible to the Bible and how dangerous, because he's sitting there teaching this to a congregation. He stands accountable to God for what he's teaching, but yet the person in the pew is accountable because he's not in the Bible. If this is what I think. If the people in these mega churches or even in the small churches were grounded in Scripture, the churches would clear out. I think because of the false teachings that are in all these churches, that if you were grounded in Scripture, you would have to leave because the Bible We're not to sit under a lie. We are not to sit under false teachings.
Or,
we are.
Or finance lies and false teachings with our offerings.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Yeah, and there's so much there as what not to do. So, you know, the Bible says that the righteous scarcely make it into heaven. When I read that verse, that really got my attention.
Yes.
If the righteous scarcely make it into heaven, then what about the ones who are believing false teachings? They're not going to make it at all. Jesus said, you know, to these people, they'll say, but didn't we come to you? Didn't we preach to the people in prison? Didn't we clothe and feed them? Didn't we do all these things? Jesus said, I never knew you.
Right. He says, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity.
Yes.
And then the New Testament says, those who name the name of Jesus Christ have the seal. They depart from iniquity.
Yes, absolutely.
See this? And people say, oh, we don't have to depart from iniquity. You're adding works to the gospel. And that is so ridiculous. But that's how people have been programmed and conditioned by the false preaching. That if you say you have to honor and obey the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who saved you with his blood, the one who saved you by grace, that you're adding works the gospel.
Yeah.
That's another podcast, though, but that's really weighing heavily on my heart, Mary.
Yeah, and we'll do one on that because it's very, very necessary. Again, the Bible talks about the narrow way, and only a few will find it. The road to destruction is broad, and many will be there. Now, in our 19th year as believers, we see more and more of the falling away that 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3 talks about. We see the falling away from the Word of God. We see these people going into churches where their itching ears are getting scratched. And these are people. It has been a concern ever since we've been saved and ever since we've been in the Bible for the false teachings and the people who fall for them. You're not going to fall for it if you're grounded in Scripture. The elect will not be deceived. Remember Matthew 24, verse 24. For those people who do not believe Matthew chapter 24, verse 24, I want to ask you, how does it feel to be deceived? Now, the elect will not be deceived. That's what that scripture says. So if you're deceived, I want to know how it feels. It must be awful. I do not feel like I am deceived. I really don't. I again tell you, I don't try to claim that I understand all that Bible. I do not. But I know enough about it that I'm not going to be deceived by any preacher. I don't care who they are. In fact, I would sit down with anybody today, anywhere, anytime, talk about the Bible. There's no one in this town that we have met that will sit down and talk with us about the Bible. Nobody.
We'll have to go ahead and end here.
Okay, and thank you, Lisa, and thanks for listening. We'll do another one. Love you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Liberty to the Captives podcast, a ministry of LibertyToTheCaptives.net.